In this session, we will look at the Corporate Venturing Scheme, or CVS. The scheme gave tax relief to companies who invested in small unquoted trading companies prior to the 1st of April 2010. The intention was to encourage larger companies to invest in smaller companies. The tax relief was an incentive to do so. Tax relief was given to the company as a tax reducer, i.e., the relief reduced the corporation tax liability of the investing company. The tax reducer was usually at a rate of 20% of the amount invested. There was no upper ceiling of the amount invested each year. The tax reducer could not create a repayment of tax. It could only reduce the corporation tax liability to zero. For exam purposes, you need to have a basic understanding of how CVS relief worked, because you could be tested on the disposal of CVS shares by the investing company. Where a capital loss is made on disposal of CVS shares, it is reduced by the amount of any CVS tax reducer that was originally given. This will be covered later in this session. I will now demonstrate this with an illustration. We have a company, Generous Limited, which subscribes for £200,000 of shares in Startup Limited, a small unquoted trading company, meeting the CVS conditions. We will assume that Generous Limited has other taxable profits of £1.8 million, so its corporation tax liability will be as follows. £1.8 million is subject to tax at the full rate of 28%, giving us £504,000. And we then deduct the CVS relief, which is the amount invested of £200,000 at 20%, which is £40,000. Leaving us with a corporation tax liability of £464,000. We will now look at the capital gains aspects. If the CVS shares are sold at a gain, it is possible that the gain may be exempt under the substantial shareholdings rules. This exemption applies broadly where the holding is at least 10% and the shares have been held for at least a year. If the shares are not exempt under the substantial shareholding rules, then a normal chargeable gain is calculated. Let us now look at losses on disposals of CVS shares. If a company sells shares in a qualifying CVS company and makes a loss on the sale, once again the interaction with the substantial shareholdings rules must be considered. If the CVS holding qualifies under the substantial shareholdings rules, no capital loss is allowable. If, however, the holding is not a substantial shareholding, there are two things it can do with the capital loss. It may be 1. Set against capital gains in the same period or carried forward. In other words, we apply the normal capital loss rules. Or 2. Deducted from the company's other income in the same and in the preceding 12-month period, CVS relief claimed on acquisition of the shares reduces any capital losses available accordingly. Let us take a look at an illustration. Williams PLC invested £500,000 in Orange Limited in June 2007. The holding was not a substantial shareholding. In its year ended 31st of March 2008, Williams PLC would have received CVS relief of £100,000, being the £500,000 invested multiplied by 20%. The shares in Orange Limited are sold in September 2010 for £320,000. As the holding was not a substantial shareholding, the loss on the sale of the shares is calculated as follows. Starting with proceeds of £320,000, we deduct the cost of £500,000, but from the cost we must deduct the CVS relief Williams PLC received when it acquired the shares, because the CVS relief effectively reduces the amount paid for the shares. That gives an allowable capital loss of £80,000, which Williams PLC can elect to set against current year income.
let us assume that Williams PLC has other income of £1.9 million. We then deduct the CBS loss relief of £80,000, giving us revised taxable profits of £1.82 million and a corporation tax liability at 28% of £509,600. That concludes this session on the corporate venturing scheme.